This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're going to change gears real quick here, though, because Alex Cora did a little talking today at spring training, and he talked about the batting order. Not the full thing, not nine deep. Pause. We're going to go five deep here for the Celtics, the Red Sox batting order.
Top of the order. All right, kids, top of the order here.
The one we all like to watch. It's like, oh, what's your top of your order? That's where you judge teams, right? So, leadoff, no surprise, Jarren Duran. The
ready
two hole.
Ready for a season and a half, I'm telling you. Top five MVP candidate.
Now you can tell right here it's a projected order because in the two hole, Rafael Devers. Who's that?
Who?
Who? What? Is this somebody who's going to play in games and be available for the team in games, or is he just going to hit on the backfield somewhere?
Sunday became Tuesday, which was supposed to be Wednesday, and now it's going to be the weekend again.
It's like when my wife asked me to do something. I'll do it Saturday.
I'll get to it Saturday.
Actually, I'll get to two. Next Saturday. I meant the week from
Saturday.
Got the
morning off on Tuesday, honey.
Third spot. Teddy will like this.
Yep.
Third spot.
Bregman.
First inning. Alex Bregman. Every game, baby.
The saint. He walks on water and delivers in the clutch.
The four spot, your cleanup hitter for the Boston Red Sox. A guy who's going to hit 40 home runs with 120 RBI. That's what the position entails in
Tristan
Boston. Tristan Casas.
Tristan. Wow.
And then your five hitter at shortstop for now. Trevor Story, he's healthy.
What do you have, a sore upper back yesterday?
I know. It was a bad. I don't like that. Even though it's minor, it's a little bit like the Porzingis thing. He's got too much of a history. But that's your top of the order. Duran, Devers, Bregman, Casas, Story.
I'll put that against anyone else's top five.
It looks pretty good on paper to me.
Really good.
It does, even though you're reading it off a phone. Absolutely.
Plus, I'm also reading it when I have doubts about like three of them. But I'm saying if they actually get out there on the field and play games for them.
What do we make, Ted? What did you make of, you know, here we've all been pumping the tires of the Sox, talking about, oh, man, well, Gerrit Cole going down. I don't want to, you know what, wish bad karma on the Sox, but, boy, you hate to see that. They're taking a step back as it is, and now the Sox look even better. Next thing you know, it's like, well, Devers isn't back yet, and Giolito leaves the game after an inning with a hamstring.
Oh,
then let's see what, like, it feels
there's a lot. I mean, you got Cutter Crawford. He's got a sore knee that he's still nursing from last year.
Don't love that.
Willier Abreu. He has yet to see any pitching because he's working his way back from being sick. Okay. Matsuzaka Yoshida has yet to play in the field because he's still recovering from a shoulder surgery. You know, Rafi has yet to play because he's nursing two shoulders. It's unbelievable. What do these guys do in the offseason? Do they do anything in the offseason, or they just show up for spring training, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, let's start playing. Oh, you know what? I'm still sore from last year. It's amazing to me how many guys are working on injuries from last year.
So you can speak to this probably better than anyone else in the room because you're the professional athlete.
We say that a lot.
Well, we kind of have to.
I mean, true.
Like, it's qualifying. Like, one of us is a doctor. One of us is a college professor.
One of us signed a football during the last break.
One of us used to.
Actually, all three of us did.
Knock the crap out of people for a living and not care about it. So, you know, when you're coming back from one injury and you rehab so hard, What are the chances that, you know, in the compensation for this injury, then you end up like, oh, my calf was bad over here, but then I got Achilles tendinosis over here, or this foot hurt, now this shoulder hurts, you know
it's,
what I mean?
I mean, you know, Giolito might be going through some of that, right?
Yep.
I mean, it happens all the time, Fitzy. So, you know, guys want to get back so bad. They try a lot of times. Guys try different things. You know, you'll try some kind of extreme training, or you'll go to someone, or you push it too hard. And, you know, I've done that before where I thought, you know, Bills wants to cut me, so I better, you know.
Bill woke up wanting to cut you for about five straight years.
You know what's crazy? And he never did. How about that?
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
Because he couldn't live without you.
That's kind of what I concluded at the end of the day. But so you try things that maybe, you know, you push it, and all of a sudden you get another injury. Or like you said, you know, a lot of times if you have a bad knee, it you compensate, and you have then all of a sudden the pain goes up into your back. Then all of a sudden you have not only knee problems, but you have back problems.
Yeah.
And it just goes on and on.
I remember
having
an issue with my back when I hurt my foot, but next thing you know, one thing gets out of alignment and – God, now is the time for the Red Sox to head all of this off at the pass, because soon the eternal slog of 162 begins.
And I got to be honest, I'm always nervous when the Red Sox get off to rough starts in the pre-tank. I mean, they got about a 500 record, I think, in the spring ball, maybe two games over. But injuries start to add up. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about the 2012 season, you think about the 2018 season, both times they came out of those spring trainings really good. They had really good spring trainings. And so it set the kind of tempo for the rest of the season, right? And so I just worry about, you know, this hasn't been a disastrous spring season, training.
Crochet looks great.
But the young guys haven't been playing all that great. You got the injuries. Devers has yet to see the field.
How about Bayo? Bayo is probably going to start the season on the IL now as well.
We had six pitchers, I thought, you know, 2 weeks ago.
Nope, now you got four.
Okay, I was going to say three, but yeah.
Great, now we got to trade for one.
And so I'm always worried about omens and just bad karma and getting off to – this feels like this team sometimes historically, when it gets off to rough starts with injuries or setbacks early in the season, they're never able to overcome it later in the season.
I'll leave you with this. I was a little surprised, because we can be a buzzkill and we can talk about ifs being 50-50 and all that. But I go to the John Henry-owned Boston Globe this morning, and I read this in a Red Sox column. This sentence surprised me. That the Red Sox will be a more competitive team this season isn't a given. And I was like, wow, that's in the Globe?
Who wrote that? Is Ben Volen writing Red Sox articles now?
It does have a Volen feel to it, but it wasn't, and my Wi-Fi's down, so I can't click on the link that I had to tell you who wrote it.
Alex Speer.
I don't think it was Alex Speer, because there was no numbers in that sentence. There would be stats to back that up.
Oh, come on.
But the Red Sox, yeah, the buzz has taken a little bit of a nosedive
here. It's tapered.
Injuries, Devers, there's questions. We'll get into that later in the week.
Are you talking about the concerns that they have?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them.
Right.
There's a long list of them.
There's a rotational depth. You know, Brian Bayo, not ready to start the season. Mm-hmm. The closer, Liam Hendricks, he's pitched poorly.
Terrible.
He's been away for the last two years, hasn't been playing. He's 36 years old. Second base, Bregman, he hasn't played at all at second base, 41 innings at third base. And Christian Campbell and Vaughn Grisham have been competing for the job, but neither of them have been that good.
At the plate.
So,
and what if Story gets dinged up? Who plays shortstop? Hamilton, Bregman,
Marcelo Meyer.
Oh, this could be his chance to break.
He filled in yesterday.
He might be. Watch. We'll do all this talking of all the other guys, and you know, blowing up their Macy's Thanksgiving parade balloons. But in fact, Meyer and the kids will be the story at the end of the day.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.